Aloha from Maui, Hawaii. This is Tom, the astrology guru, shining light on all that is astrology. Join me as we look at some current planetary placements and their influences sure to be felt in this world. Now, let's tune in. Today, we'll be taking a closer look at Pluto in Capricorn once again, and Neptune's recent entry into its home sign of Pisces, which occurred this past Monday, the 4th of April, 2011. Get ready to do some time traveling, for we're going to go back to the last times we saw the influence of Pluto in Capricorn, and as well as Neptune in Pisces. With astrology, there's a sense of history repeating itself. More precisely, the energy influencing the world once again. So let's start by looking at Neptune. As forementioned, Neptune just entered the water sign of Pisces this past Monday, April 4th. Neptune will remain here up until June 2nd, when at that time Neptune will go retrograde. Then finally going back to Aquarius for one last dance in over 150 years on August 4th of this year, 2011. Neptune thusly from August 4th all the way until February 3rd, 2012 will be in Aquarius. We have seen this Neptune-Aquarian energy in the world since back in January of 1998. So Neptune will be encouraging us for one last time to find some more compassionate ways of serving humanity, revolutionary ways to improve and enhance the human condition. And starting February 3rd, 2012, Neptune will be in Pisces for the next 13 years. All the way till it starts over the zodiac again in Aries on March 30th, 2025. Now remember, Neptune's orbit around the Sun takes approximately 165 years, so its influence tends to stick around for a while, approximately 14 years at a time. Join me, won't you, as we look back at the last time the planet Neptune was in Pisces, and take a look at some of the things we can expect in our lives and the world around us with this planetary influence. The last time Neptune was in Pisces was back in February of 1848, actually February 17th to be exact, all the way until February 14th, 1862. So again, a 14-year period. It's interesting to start out by speaking about that transit is that we were in the Victorian era. Yes, good old Queen Victoria. She reigned for much longer than the transit of Neptune and Pisces, but it's interesting to really think about that period. For we allowed our sensitivity to become more of a part of our daily life and expression. Artistic pursuits were at an all-time high. Let's make things beautiful. Let us work to express our deep felt sensitivity. Neptune also has to do with idealism, so during that last period we saw lots of reformation. Example, in the summer of 1848 we had the Seneca Falls Convention. This was the first woman's rights convention ever to be truly documented. Neptune in Pisces then and now is asking us to dig deep within and find our compassion for ourselves and to share with the world. Let's dream about big ways of serving our communities with more sensitivity. Neptune in Pisces also is tapping the shoulder of you maritime folks. Why not get out at sea and see what you can discover? Neptune's encouraging all of us to see what we can see, feel what we can feel, and then express it all. It's also a time with Neptune and Pisces to think about how we better can protect the human condition from our ever-changing environment. Overall, a fantastic time to dream up better ways to serve all of humanity. You notice I said all of humanity? That's correct. Compassion. This is a time that we must treat the human condition as a whole, and truly view life through more egalitarian eyes. Let's pay more attention to our senses, and do what we can to enhance them all. So now I just want to journey through that 14-year period and kind of validate the energy and motion. So we may start to think about the things and ways in which that we would like to improve upon the present and our future with Neptune in Pisces. At the beginning of the transit, as forementioned, we had the Seneca Falls Convention, which was the first woman's rights convention. Later that year, we had the good old California Gold Rush, which then would lead to the Australian Gold Rush. Some far-out ideals there. All that glitters was gold. And then in 1849, the safety pin was invented. And if that wasn't enough, so was the gas mask. Boy, where would we be in the world without those two inventions? A few years later, in 1855, the Bessemer process was brought to light. Essentially, now, steel was able to be mass-produced. A year later, the world's first oil refinery was in action in Romania. And then in 1858, we had the first device of recorded sound known then as the phone autograph. The 1850s sure were a time that Charles Darwin was musing over all of his ideas of life, and in 1859 he published The Origin of Species. And then in 1859, Egypt decided to connect the two biggest seas, the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. And then last but surely not least, in 1861, ideals were in order with the start of the American Civil War. Will be interesting later as we combine the energy of Neptune in Pisces with Pluto in Capricorn to see what both energies simultaneously bring to light for all of us. One thing's for sure, with all this transformative structure before us, I'm sure glad there's a lot more compassion in the world available to us with Neptune in Pisces. But really think about romance, ladies and gentlemen. Romance is alive with Neptune in Pisces. And let's all do our part to move romance into daily life from seemingly a place of fiction. The last period of Neptune in Pisces sure had its rebellious uprisings as well. So there, we've got a taste with the last time Neptune was in Pisces. So what can we expect now, and what should we be thinking about for our next 14 years? A great question. Think about expressing yourself like never before. Oh, you're asking, well, what exactly am I expressing? Your wildest dreams. Live them. Feel them. Share them. Let's not forget all that find themselves in institutions, such as prisons and hospitals. It's definitely time to revise how we go about those areas of life. There's no more need to exploit the human condition for profit. Instead, let's all work to improve the human condition because we can. And because it benefits all of us. It benefits the whole. And Neptune in Pisces is here to remind us of the greater whole. Yes, let's be engaged in our lives, let's feel our lives, let's share our lives, but let's broaden the horizons into the realms in which we define the big picture. It's also a great time to work on spiritual pursuits. Let's embrace all that is mystical, especially with Neptune in Pisces. You know, intuition will be at an all-time high. Well, if we have to see it to believe it, then now's the time to start building it so we can see it. Seemingly, dreams are always so out of reach. Or are they? Neptune in Pisces really asks us to really look at our perception of everything as we define it. Not to get lost in a dream world, but to get lost in our dreams in the real world, making them realities. Row, row, row your boat with Neptune in Pisces. Gently down the stream. Next, let's take another look at Pluto and Capricorn and what's going on there. And then, before I bid you farewell, we'll put the two energies together and see if any of you are feeling these two combinations in the world right now. Remember, Pluto most recently entered Capricorn on November 26th in 2008. We have a long journey ahead with Pluto and Capricorn, as forementioned with Neptune and Pisces, for Pluto and Capricorn will be with us until the 19th of November in 2024. That's 16 years, in case you were counting. 16 years of regenerating and restructuring all structure that we know, especially structures we find ourselves dependent on. It's interesting to see since the end of 2008 how all matters of structure are crumbling. And oh yeah, what's that smell? It's kind of revolutionary. Yeah, look at all the uprisings in the world. It's amazing. So before we spend some more time in the present day, let's go back to the 18th century in the 1700s with Pluto's last dance in Capricorn to remind us of the energy that is here with us right now and to stay until 2024. Pluto's journey in Capricorn started in 1762 and went on to 1778. Now mind you, Pluto wasn't officially discovered as a planet back then. It was sometime after that we realized the synchronicity of this dot in the sky going around the sun, and we designated it the name of Planet X. And it wasn't until the mid-1930s that we decided to give it the name of Pluto. And interestingly enough, shortly thereafter, you know, when we discover these planets and designate them names, seemingly we always find a natural element to have on the periodic table as well. So plutonium as well came from the discovery of Pluto. And modern day, many will say, well, it doesn't deserve that planetary designation. Well, whatever have you. But let me tell you from this astrologer, that little dot in the sky that goes round and round the sun like we all do has an incredible energy in all of us and this world we live in. So let's look back at that Pluto and Capricorn phase in the 18th century. It's interesting to look at 1865 with that Stamp Act, essentially all these taxes from Britain upon the new Americas and the colonies. Taxes, which of course during this phase led to the realization that, hey, what's with all this taxation without representation? What about the best interests of all people under this structure, huh? Here we go again. It's interesting to note the energy of Pluto is one that we must be honoring of. It's an energy that comes and brings us change, evolution, regeneration. Think the phoenix rising from the ash. And there's no matter of choice with this energy of this planet. As much as we like our place where we find ourselves, well, that's just not progressive to life now, is it? Life is a journey, and Pluto's here to keep us reminded of just that. When we fail to improve upon our lives, Pluto's there to make sure we get the message to do just that. You know, during that phase of 16 years in the 18th century, there were so many famines and plagues and uprisings. Just to name a few uprisings, Poland, Sweden, obviously Britain and the New Americas, Nepal, just incredible time. Remember, Capricorn represents all of our structures out in the world, our business structures, our government structures, all of the authority. And Pluto's there to say, hey, authorities, make sure the best interest is here for the welfare of the people, not the welfare of the few authorities. So goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, we've got until 2024 to see all structures as we know it change and transform. The good news is what comes after this is better in line with the welfare of humankind. You know, it's a time of discovery too. Discovering places that exist in this world that we perhaps didn't know they existed, you know? At the end of that Pluto and Capricorn transit in 1778, there was this great explorer by the name of Cook, that landed over here on the island of Kauai, specifically in Waimea Harbor, and here he thought he discovered something for the world. Well, yes, it's true, but little did he know, you can't discover something that's already there, and you certainly can't take claim to something that life has already claimed. It's just a time to regenerate all of our structures. Structures tend to get lazy, complacent, and self-centered. So the world outside of our homes as we know it is revolving at lightning speed. One thing's for sure, this is not the time to hold tight onto any structure that is obsolete. Pluto's got a long list that we'll be gotten to, trust me. I highly encourage all of you to understand where these two planetary influences are highlighting your lives. Where are you asked to dream ideally? Where are you asked to transform your structures? Tune in. This message for the world I speak of is also unique to each of us in our own life path. Discover this. Tune in with your synchronicity. Put yourself where you belong now. And infusing these two energies at the same time, as I said before, I'm so glad with all this transformation, with all of our structures and governments and all these uprisings and what will be a new world when this is all over, I'm so glad Neptune in Pisces is here to soften the effect and bring out the best of folks, to bring out our sensitivity to a place in which we've never felt before. And from these feelings, let's learn to take care of the human condition as a whole. Let's not overlook each other. Let there not be such a contrast between the rich and the poor. Seemingly, there's only enough of abundance to go around for a select few. Last I checked, ladies and gentlemen, the Earth isn't in charge anymore for man living here than it ever has. Man's good at doing that. So let's make sure everyone's taken care of. And let's build structures that are just about that, taking care of people. Structures that are by the people, for the people, in real light, not superficial light. Thank you for joining me. For those of you on Maui or visiting Maui, be sure to come by the Temple of Pieces gift shop, Lotus Hearts Gifts and Haiku, on Mondays from 12 to 4 p.m. and the first Saturday of the month for the Psychic Fair. I hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned for more star stuff. Aloha.